Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Cindy and Holly singing, Didn't I Walk on the Water? And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Righteousness Prayer in an Unrighteous Time, from James chapter 5, verses 16 through 20.
Aren't you glad there's a God today that He says you can have faith in God? You can say to this mountain, you can say to this sickness, you can say to this trial, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and it shall be done. Aren't you glad that we have many afflictions, but God said, I'll deliver you out of them all? Amen. It's not Dr. Whoever or whatever, it's Dr. Jesus. He's the deliverer. He is the helper. He is your healer. He is your great physician. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us today. If you've got a healing need today, I'm telling you, the power of prayer can heal you. Amen. You're going to see that in just a moment. Not only that, turn a nation around. Change reality today. Heal the sick. He also today, through prayer, we can be encouraged. If you're broken today, I'm glad He can put you back together. I'm glad He can today give you whatever you need. I'm glad today it all equals this. It all comes down to this today. The fact that He can turn things around. Our God can turn things around. And if you need things turned around, I'm going to tell you, you can stay at home and worry yourself to death. You can just weep until you pull it until it's saturated. You can pace the floor. You can take pills. You can do everything else. And you know what? You're not going to get any answers and any relief. But when you call on the God of heaven, when you call on the Rock of Ages, when you call on the King of Kings, when you call on the one today that has already today made a way, that said, call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This God can turn it around. Amen. Amen. That's the power of our God. God is willing to make His power known unto this generation, unto people, unto the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm telling you, God is working and God's doing a mighty thing. God wants to speak to you today, but the question that I have for you today, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you caught up in all the activities of your life? Are you caught up in worry? Are you fretting? Are you in anxiety? Are you wondering what's going to happen? Are you today just filled with fear and fright today? Let me tell you what, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I believe today when God's people today realize that He's the God of all might and power and that He can do the impossible, and we start calling on this God, amen. When we start calling, you look through the pages of God's Word. Look at the people who called on God and see the results that it rendered. See what God has done in His Word. See how people were touched. By faith, hallelujah, you're made whole. Amen. Walls came down through the power of prayer. Glory. Giants were slain by the power of prayer. Amen. Ways were made where there were no ways by the power of prayer. God opened doors by the power of prayer. God shut doors by the power of prayer. God released His power by the power of prayer. The church was birthed in a prayer meeting. Amen. When 120 gathered in the upper room and prayed, and the Holy Ghost came down like a mighty rushing wind, and the place was filled with power because they were all in one accord, and they prayed and they called on the name of God, and God answered His people. Amen. That's the power of what prayer will do. When we live today in conformity to God's truth and to God's plan that He has in His Word, we then are made strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Through prayer and through the operation of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost today, when God finds, I believe, a sincere heart today, He will inspire our prayers. Now the reading of God's Word, James 5. Would you like to stand for the reading of God's Word? Sure, Carlson. Thank you. The Word of God says, starting with verse number 16, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. See, today sometimes we just want to call on God. Oh, just heal me, Lord. Understand there are conditions to healing. And so therefore today you've got to get everything right and you've got to get your heart right with God for God to heal you. And so He says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Then when He speaks of the gender of man, He's speaking today of all people from the standpoint that know Him as their personal Savior. So the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person will avail much. Elijah was a man of such was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Tell me that dude didn't have some prayer in his prayer and his power in his prayer. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one coveteth him, let him know that he which coveteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. May God add the blessing to the reading of His Word. And God's people said, what? Amen. You know, you may be seated. When we walk today in a right relationship to God, our lives become unstoppable. Yeah, but preacher, I'm hindered by the devil. I mean, it looks like every corner I turn, I made up my mind I was going to serve the Lord. I was going to be filled with the revival fires of the Lord. I was going to be filled with the Spirit of God. I was going to serve the Lord. I wasn't going to let anything deter me. I wasn't going to let anything stop me. And all of a sudden, you made your mind up, you prayed that prayer, and you stepped out to serve God, and guess who you had an encounter with? Satan came after you with all of his strongholds to try to defeat you and discourage you. Because you know what? When you make a decision to serve the Lord, the devil is going to try to discourage you in every fashion that he can. When you step out by faith to do something for the Lord, the devil is going to be standing there saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're not equipped to do that. You're not smart enough to do that. You don't have the ability to do that. You can't do anything. Well, I today will take Philippians 4:13 and slam it down the devil's throat. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. Hallelujah. We in Christ today, we rather realize that when you today make a decision to serve the Lord and you get a hold of God, and one of the greatest arsenals today that you have, or the greatest tool that you have in your arsenal, or weapon that you have in your arsenal today that's positive today, is the power of prayer. Today, let me tell you what, it sets all of hell on alert. When God's people start praying, when a church starts praying, when Christians start getting a hold of God, when you get in that prayer closet, and bless God, you don't come out until the answer comes. All of a sudden, you find that, you know, God is starting to move and God is starting to work in your life. But let me tell you what today, you've got to get the attitude today that in Jesus Christ, you are unstoppable. Praise God, the devil can't stop you. Because, folks, it's not you, it's the one in you today that makes that possibility available to you. That God is for you. And the Word says, if God then be for you, who can be against you, right? So therefore today, God is on your side. He's equipped you. And I'm glad that Isaiah the prophet said, no weapon that Satan may form against you can prosper. So therefore today, we have been delivered by the hand, the might, and the power of our great and mighty God. So we've got to walk today in right relationship with God, and realize today when we're walking in that relationship, when we're filled with this power of the Holy Spirit today, we are unstoppable. We are unstoppable as a church. We're unstoppable as the body of Christ. And thank God, we're built upon that rock. And Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me tell you what, you're on that rock today. You're in Jesus Christ, and all of hell can't stop you today. I don't care what the devil has told you. I don't care today what the devil's whispered in your spirit. I don't care what the devil's told you through somebody else or what you can. Let me tell you what, in Christ you can. But you've got to give your heart, and you've got to get in the walk and the relationship of serving God and realizing how mighty our God is. Amen. What a mighty God we serve, church. I said, what a mighty God we serve. We don't serve a part-time God, a sometime God, or anytime God. We serve a God who has never failed. We serve a God who's always faithful. We serve a God who's never lost anything in life. We serve a God who has victory. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's made a way for us. We've got a God that's taken and poured His Spirit into us upon the process that is called salvation. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so therefore, if you've got that power living and dwelling in you today, how can hell stop you? How can the devil prevent you? What can all the forces of evil today do that would stop you and prevent you from being the person that God's called you to be? If you got knocked down, well, bless God, get back up. If somebody tried to defeat you, bless God, remember, in Jesus you're already victorious. Get to this position of realizing we serve a mighty God.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.